WSECU isn't just one of Washington's best credit unions. We're the only credit union to be on the Forbes Best in State list 5 years running. Why? Because we put you first. Lower fees, early paydays, financial guidance, and service second to none. As a member-owned cooperative, we love Washington as much as you do. From the Olympic Mountains to the rolling Palouse. Join us and discover how much we care about your financial well-being. Because what we really do best is invest in you. Stop by, say hi. We're WSECU. Let's credit union.
Hey everyone, Laura Bennett here, and welcome back to Overthinking Detox. Today, we're diving into something that feels like a superpower. Finding peace in the present moment through mindfulness. Ever feel like your mind's a runaway train? Thoughts zipping by faster than you can catch them, leaving you feeling stressed, overwhelmed, and totally disconnected from what's actually happening right now. Yeah, I've been there. But guess what? There's a way to hit the pause button on that mental chaos. And it's not about becoming some Zen master living on a mountaintop, though, hey, if that's your vibe, more power to you. It's about learning to anchor ourselves in the here and now, even amidst the whirlwind of everyday life. So, how do we actually do this? Five key takeaways I want you to grab onto. First up, acceptance. Seriously, just accept where you are right now. This doesn't mean being okay with everything, it's about acknowledging your thoughts and feelings without judgment. You know that feeling when you're spiraling about a problem, replaying every detail in your head. Mindfulness is about stepping back from that mental loop and saying, okay, I'm having these thoughts. They're here, but they don't have to control me. Next up, focus on your senses. What can you see, hear, smell, taste, touch right now? This sounds super simple, but it's a powerful way to ground yourself in the present moment. Feel the warmth of the sun on your skin. Listen to the birds chirping outside or the hum of your city if that's your soundtrack. Savor the flavor of your morning coffee. Engage the senses and bring your awareness back to what's actually happening around you. Number three, practice gratitude. It sounds cheesy, I know, but taking a few moments each day to appreciate the good stuff can work wonders for your mental state. Think about things you're grateful for: your health, your loved ones, even that perfectly brewed cup of coffee. When you focus on the positive, it shifts your perspective and helps quiet those nagging negative thoughts. Number four, be kind to yourself. Seriously, treat yourself with the same compassion and understanding you'd offer a close friend. You're human, mistakes happen, and it's okay not to be perfect all the time. Practice self-compassion by acknowledging your struggles without judgment, offering yourself words of encouragement, and celebrating your small victories. And finally, number five, make mindfulness a habit. Just like brushing your teeth or making coffee, try incorporating mindfulness practices into your daily routine. Take a few minutes each morning to focus on your breath, practice mindful walking during your lunch break, or simply pause throughout the day to check in with yourself and notice how you're feeling. Consistency is key here, so start small and gradually build up your mindfulness muscle. Let me paint you a picture. You're stuck in traffic, late for an important meeting, and your mind is racing. You're thinking about everything that could go wrong, all the things you need to accomplish, and suddenly you feel your heart rate skyrocket. Sound familiar? Here's where mindfulness comes in. Instead of letting that anxiety spiral out of control, take a deep breath. Feel the air entering your lungs, filling your chest. Notice the sounds around you, the honking cars, the birds chirping, the rumble of engines. This simple act of bringing your awareness to the present moment can help calm your racing thoughts and bring a sense of peace amidst the chaos. You're still going to be late, but at least you're not completely consumed by stress. So remember, finding peace in the present moment isn't about erasing all the bad stuff or pretending everything is perfect. It's about learning to navigate life with more awareness, acceptance, and a whole lot less mental clutter. You've got this. Now, I want to hear from you. What are your biggest challenges when it comes to staying present? Share your thoughts in the comments below, and let's create a supportive community where we can all learn from each other. And don't forget to subscribe so you never miss an episode of Overthinking Detox. Until next time, keep those minds peaceful and those vibes high.
Created with AI magic to deliver your daily dose of positivity, tap that review button if this show brightens your day.